Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You hear that music? And it means it's time for our friend Ray Fittipaldo, brought to you by the PA Injury Attorneys Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. Donnie Football with you on a Football Friday here on 93.7 The Fan. I am the Greensburg guy. This is brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. And we have a cornucopia of sorts, Sean, on this Friday because there is a ton of good football to talk about. We got into some high school stuff last segment. We'll get into high school stuff with Carlo Zovko in a little bit. We have the Steelers and Bills matchup to continue breaking down as well. With both sides of the coin, we have our guy Ray Fittipaldo, who is here on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And in an hour from now, we will talk to Sal Capaccio from WGR in Buffalo. He is the Bills sideline reporter. So we're going to take both sides of this Steelers and Bills matchup. Ray, first and foremost, you're a guy that works tirelessly around the clock. How was your Thanksgiving? Did you get some time off away from the computer screen, away from the typing fingers to enjoy?
I did. I was at practice yesterday, and it's not fun when it's 30 degrees and you have to stand out there and watch practice, but I did my duty. I wrote a story, Donnie, and I did get to enjoy some Thanksgiving dinner with family by mid-afternoon. So hope your Thanksgiving was good too, but yeah, a little bit of work, a little bit of play for me yesterday.
Ray, what's your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal?
Yesterday we had some roasted vegetables. Brussels sprouts were very good. Yams, always very good. And we had some sangria yesterday, which was also
sangria.
Very good. Yeah, it was good. Little untraditional, non-traditional, but yeah, it was good.
So people do Brussels sprouts then on Thanksgiving, because that was a discussion we had on Tuesday. We looked at a list that was part of the PM team name game, and it was the top 10 Thanksgiving sides. And AI put the list together, not Allen Iverson, of course, the all of the intelligence that we just use at our fingertips all of the time. And on that list was Brussels sprouts, and I couldn't think of a time where I ever had it on Thanksgiving. So people do that, Ray.
I don't think I had a Brussels sprout before I was 40, Donnie, but let me tell you, they are the best now. Like if you roast them, just a little bit of salt and pepper, it's awesome. But it was part of like a big, there were beets in there, there were onions in there, just a whole big veggie tray. But the Brussels sprouts were definitely the stars.
Brussels sprouts are the number one food that you were told as a kid are disgusting, but they're actually pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ray,
they're good for you too.
Ray, where do you come down on pumpkin pie?
I'm a pumpkin pie once a year guy, pumpkin pie, a little bit of whipped cream on top, but I don't really have it other than the month of November.
If I really wanted to, I know it would not be good for my health. I would go the Mel Kiper route. I could eat pumpkin pie every single day. I think it's phenomenal.
So Pomp hates pumpkin pie. He revealed that on Wednesday.
So what does he do? Apple pie?
He doesn't like pumpkin pie one bit. He said hates, which is a strong word.
Oh, no. You load that baby up with, you know, whipped cream or Cool Whip, whatever you want to use. Phenomenal. I mean, like, we had some last night. I made sure to save a couple of slices for later today. Go home, have a slice when I watch the game. Maybe even a second one. I love it. I mean, I don't fall into everything. I don't go like full white girl like when the pumpkin flavors come out, Ray, around like, you know, coffee season, coffee time. But
yeah,
I mean, I love pumpkin pie. So, man, I can't believe Pomp hates it. That's kind of upsetting. So I'm glad you get to enjoy it at least around the holidays, Ray. Does Thanksgiving provide the best holiday meal, or do you prefer Easter and Christmas over Thanksgiving?
I'm a big I'm Italian, so on Christmas Eve we have, you know, the big feast on Christmas Eve. So I would favor that, but Thanksgiving probably comes a close second. I'm not really a big Easter, you know, dinner kind of a guy. I'm not really big on lamb or ham. So yeah, definitely Christmas or Thanksgiving for me.
I also saw yesterday, I don't know if you caught this, Sean. It was Jack Hillgrove hosting the morning show. Dom DiTommaso was his producer, our guy intern Dom. They did a draft, Ray, based on athletes that had food in their names. And I thought this would have been an easy one because the guy was playing yesterday and he was bound to have a notable game. Neither one of them put C.D. Lamb on that list. I thought that was an easy move.
And you would never get this, Donnie, because you're too young. But when I was a kid, there was a receiver by the name of Johnny Lamb Jones, who was a really good receiver back in the day. I think he played for the Jets. So,
wasn't there a Turkey Jones, too? Am I thinking of?
Yeah. Joe Turkey Jones. He dumped Terry Bradshaw on his neck.
Yes, that was, that was the guy. Yeah, okay. Yeah, somebody should have taken him. Somebody should have taken him. That'd be an easy one.
Jack having ham on there twice. I mean, you can't duplicate that.
He also spelled Jack Ham's last name wrong.
Yeah.
Like he spelled Mia Ham correctly because it's two M's. So I don't know if he just messed up.
I don't think you should be allowed to double up on the same name.
I think you make a good point there. Yeah. I think that's kind of a loophole that he tried to work through because it wasn't spelled the same way. Ray, speaking of quarterbacks that wore number 12 at one point or another, is Aaron Rodgers going to play on Sunday? What's your guess?
Donnie, I thought he was going to play last week. I mean, based on what Mike said again this week, it seems like, you know, he said they have great optimism on Tuesday. We saw that Aaron was full yesterday. I think what it comes down to, and it's going to be a ball handling issue. You know, do you want to be in shotgun or pistol the entire game? You know, can Aaron handle the handoffs? I think that'll be something to watch. As far as him catching the ball and spinning it with his right hand, that's not going to be the issue. To me, it's the ball handling and, of course, the pass protection. You don't want him getting knocked down on Sunday, especially on a cold day where that thing can get re-injured. So if they can figure that out, if they feel comfortable with the progress, you know, Aaron mentioned it's callusing, so I guess that's good. If they can get comfortable with that, I think he'll play. But again, I thought that last week as well.
I did too. Like I was on the, you know, pregame show. Cabali and I were yucking it up about his, you know, travel schedule and like him not spending money on Pat McAfee's dime when that news came down. And we were both stunned that Aaron Rodgers was not going to play in that game. And I just have a, like, I had the feeling this week, I know he practiced in full yesterday, which was a good sign. I had the feeling, though, earlier this week of less confidence in him playing this Sunday than I did this time last week, if that makes sense.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because, yeah. They're doing a good job. You know, sometimes stuff leaks out about injuries and, you know, we get a pretty good idea. But, I mean, last week, Donnie, they made that decision on Saturday and Mike didn't reveal it until CBS until like 2 hours before game time. Mm-hmm. So we all know. I mean, if you think back to, I think it was May or June or whenever. No, it was March when Aaron came here. You know, how secretive Aaron wanted it to be. I think he's the same way with his injuries, and I think the Steelers are really buttoned up about this. And, you know, Aaron's privacy and the way he wants it is probably at the root of that.
Do we see any of the practice squad signings from weeks ago finally get elevated and make an appearance, that either being Marquez Valdes-Scantling or Asante Samuel Jr.?
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing MVS, but just I don't get the sense that they're all gung-ho about doing that. You know, the Samuel one is interesting because they are banged up at cornerback. You know, they could probably use another body back there, you know, with Joey Porter Jr. going down last week. So, and, you know, the other reason that Samuel was interesting too is I'm sure he wants to play, and he's only on the practice squad, and we all know there were like 10 teams interested in him a couple of weeks ago. Any of those teams can swoop in and sign him to their 53. Now, that would force the Steelers' hand, and maybe the Steelers at that point would sign him. So, but I just think for that reason that Samuel is probably a little bit more of a reality than MVS is. But, I mean, Donnie, given the state of that passing game last week, I wouldn't mind seeing like another weapon out there, especially if Aaron plays. Aaron's got the history there, and maybe they can rediscover some of that magic.
Yeah, I mean, my thought has been for a few weeks now. I mean, I know that MVS is not going to just turn into some star wide receiver, but my thought is just, what does it hurt? What does it hurt having him out there, since he does have that, you know, old, you know, it's kind of like rekindling an old flame that he could have with Aaron Rodgers.
And what's the Steelers' biggest issue? It's pushing the ball down the field. And that's that guy's specialty. So, like I said, I don't get the sense just from being around the team and watching practice that it's going to happen, but maybe they pull that out Sunday morning. We'll see.
Talking to Ray Fittipaldo, he covers the Steelers from the Post-Gazette. You know him. You can join the conversation, too, at 412-928-9370 via the fan text line. That's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Ray, when it comes to other injuries on the Steelers' behalf, we know that they will be missing a couple of recent first-round picks. No Derek Harmon, no Broderick Jones in this game. We will start with Jones and that offensive line. I mean, given how he's played, is this that big of a loss other than the, you know, continuity along the offensive line?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think you know, Broderick was playing better than he was, but, you know, he was playing pretty bad early in the season. So, you know, he definitely was up to maybe, you know, average level offensive line play, which you know, that's fine, Donnie. They were getting the ball out quick, and they weren't exposing him. So he held up pretty well, you know, I think here in the last 4 to 6 weeks. So, you know, I was kind of expecting it to be Calvin Anderson, but when I asked that question of Mike Tomlin on Tuesday, he said Andrus Pete is going to get an opportunity. And then when we asked Arthur Smith yesterday as well, he also said that, I think his quote was, "We have options there." So it seems like they want to give Pete every opportunity to, you know, to win that job before Sunday. And I get it. You know, he's started more games than Calvin Anderson. Maybe he's got a little bit more of that veteran savvy to him that he could use at left tackle. But to be honest with you, since he arrived in August, and I think he was added like right before training camp broke in Latrobe or a week before that, he's been playing mostly guard for the Steelers. I mean, they put him out there in practice a tackle once in a while, but he's been mostly a guard since he's been here. So a little bit of an adjustment for him. But if he does get to start, you know, I get it. He's a vet, and they kind of want that experience there.
Do you think we see any less of the jumbo set given the Jones injury?
No, and for this reason. The Bills give up 150 yards per game, Donnie. So I think they want to try to take advantage of that as much as possible. I thought last week was probably, you know, they had kind of like the gimmick 55-yard run or whatever, but they still had 186 yards. So even if you take that away, they still ran for a buck 30. So, you know, Warren was getting his yards. You know, Kenneth Gainwell was very effective again. So that's a very porous Buffalo run defense. So I do think you're going to see that heavy package with both Spencer Anderson and Darnell on Sunday.
How do you think they will split things up in the backfield? Because Kenneth Gainwell continues to play well in his spot, and it's not as if Jaylen Warren is playing bad football.
No. And listen, Jaylen came back from that sprained ankle, so I don't think that's going to be an issue. But they really like Kenny Gainwell. And, you know, as long as those two guys are playing well, it's going to be hard for Caleb Johnson to get any touches. You know, back in the summer we were talking about, oh, maybe Caleb Johnson by this time of the year right now, maybe he's the guy who's the workhorse late in the season. But Warren and Gainwell have been so good, both as running backs and as receivers out of the backfield. There's absolutely no reason for Arthur Smith to change that rotation right now. Maybe if there's an injury, Caleb Johnson gets a few more snaps, but Warren and Gainwell have been really, really good all season long.
Do we see any more production from the tight ends in this game?
We keep saying it, so maybe we
can one of these games, Ray. It'll happen one of these days.
Yeah. Well, Darnell had his day, so I mean, you know, and Freiermuth had his day against the Bengals, but it's been so inconsistent. And you know, Jonnu hasn't really had one of those games. I think Jonnu, his biggest play of the year is what, that Rodgers scramble where he caught that like 10 or 15 yard touchdown. I mean,
yep.
He's kind of just disappeared from the offense, which is really strange because he plays a lot. He plays, I think, even more than Darnell Washington, or only a few snaps behind him. So, you know, I don't know. With DK hobbled, maybe you do keep an eye on the tight ends getting a little bit more run this week. Maybe they do use Pat, you know, as a, you know, split out wide a little bit more. But it's a big mystery to me why those guys haven't been successful. But maybe they'll turn it on here over the final 6 weeks of the season.
One more quick one for you, Ray. What is your prediction for Sunday at Acrisure Stadium? Who gets the win? Who gets the game ball?
Yeah, well, I mean, first off, big opportunity given what happened last night, right, with both the Chiefs and the Ravens
yep.
going down. So huge opportunity. Donnie, I just don't think they could stop Josh Allen. This defense has just been way too inconsistent for me all season to think otherwise. So I think the offense is going to do fine. I think Arthur Smith will have a good game plan. I think they even have a chance of controlling the clock in this game. But I'm going to go Bills 38, Steelers 28.
Oh, there you go. Ray Fittipaldo seeing a Bills 2-score victory at Acrisure Stadium on Sunday. Thank you, Ray. Enjoy the Black Friday holiday. I don't know if you're much of a shopper on this day, but have fun later at practice as well.
All right. Thanks, Donnie. Talk to you later.
There we go. The great Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette. Coming up, We will go back out to the hotline in a few minutes, and we will talk a little more high school football. A big weekend for a lot of the teams here in Western PA. All six classifications with a shot to go to Cumberland Valley, the site for the state championships. Yes, it's no longer Hershey. It hasn't been Hershey in quite some time. And we'll get into that whole idea about the state championship game location when we talk to Carlo Zovko coming up next. That should be a fun conversation just a few minutes away. Sal Capaccio, who covers the Bills, he joins us just after 12. Bechtold Breakdown is about an hour away as well. It is 11:26. Time to check out the Christmas gift store at Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. Carlo Zovko joins us next right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.